He is the world extreme cage fighting lightweight champion. And this February, he'll be putting his belt and his 9-fight winning streak on the line when he goes up against, potentially, hasn't been confirmed, Jamie Varner. Of course, we're talking about Razor Rob McCullough. And, you know, Rob, thank you very much for taking the time for talking with us today. And it hasn't been officially confirmed by the WEC, but we're assuming you'll be defending that belt against Jamie Varner, correct?
That's the plan. That's what I signed up for. So looks he'll be my next victim.
What do you think of the fact that at the last WEC show that they were building you and Carlos Condit up, but they didn't mention your opponents? Did you think that that was a weird promotional tactic?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it's a little weird. Maybe, you know, I can only guess that perhaps he didn't sign yet, or they're trying to unleash, you know, wait until the last minute. But that's what I'm training for now in my camp, so.
All right, so and what do you think about Varner, another guy that's, you know, pulling together a lot of wins consecutively, such as yourself, made his WEC debut this past September, formerly working with the UFC, so he's got a lot of competition under his belt. What are your thoughts on your future opponent in Varner?
I believe he is the number one contender in the WEC. He's a scrappy kid. He's coming to fight, just as I am as well. I think it's going to be a good fight. I believe in my experience, though, and my power is going to overwhelm him. He's probably looking to take it to the ground. And so I think that's everybody's game plan when they get in there. And if you've seen the last few fights, it usually doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, you know, Rich Crunkleton, your last opponent, actually tried to stand with you, which was kind of surprising because, you know, you're such a great... such a great stand-up guy. I mean, you know, your strikes, I mean, you have this history in Muay Thai. Were you a little surprised at all that, his approach to the fight?
No, not really. I mean, you know, you can train all day long, you know, in the gym and be a fighter, but to be a real fighter like Rich Crunkleton and, you know, most of my opponents, you know, in there you got to think to yourself, you know, they're not scared to be in there. I mean, this guy had amassed a great record, and, you know, so many people tell you, yeah, take the guy down. You kind of get a little cocky of like, you know, this, I'm sure he was thinking, you know, I'm going to stand with him, and then I'm going to set up the takedown. And I watched his last few fights. He looked, you know, he did exactly what I thought he was going to do. Came up, stood, you know, he threw, and he kept his hands low, and I caught him. And they put him away.
Before the fight with you and Varner was officially or unofficially announced, there were some rumors that you were going to be defending your belt against Alex Karalexis. So obviously, for whatever reason, that fell through. Were you hearing the same rumors?
I did. I heard that. I heard it was a different date. I heard it was going to be in November, and then I also heard it was Alex Karalexis. So a lot of things changed. You know, I did my thing, and just, you know, prepare. Been training this entire time, so
a little bit of a
different change from Karalexis to Varner.
Right.
One guy's more of a stand-up guy. One guy's more of a ground guy. So it was a little bit of shift changing in my training.
You're one of the guys that were involved in the WEC before the Zuffa purchase. When you first found out that Zuffa was going to be taking over the owners of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, what were your initial thoughts?
To be quite honest, I was fighting for the World, what was it? The WFA, World Fighting Alliance.
Right.
And I was under contract with them. They had just had one show at the Forum, and then I received a letter from the UFC saying that they had purchased my contract. So I was like, oh, cool, I'm fighting in the UFC now, right on. And then after that, I got a letter saying, hey, you're going to be fighting your first fight for the WEC. We purchased that as well. It's going to be a title fight. And at that point, I was like, no, cool. Hey, you know what I mean? People are going to be able to see me on TV doing this. That's awesome. Get at my fans, you know, that many more fans watching and go, right, you know, right on. These two guys are two warriors going to have fun in the cage and get paid.
However, that said, you had fought for the WEC. You were fighting for the WFA at the time. Did they, you know, when they first bought your contract, did they tell you that they were thinking of putting you in the UFC because, you know, they're trying to build up their lightweight division, or was the plan all along to bring you back into the WEC?
I think what they had really planned on doing, you know, nothing was really ever said or, you know, Deborah got a letter from it, but I think what the plan was basically to build up the WEC since they just purchased it. And considering that they're having more lightweight divisions, you know, they're having the 135-pound class, the 145, the 155, they wanted some names. So they got some names.
It seems as though the jury's still out as to whether or not they can actually keep these two promotions as separate entities. I mean, at UFC 78, you saw Joe Dirksen come over and fight Ed Herman on their card from the WEC. So it seems as though they haven't really figured out how to fully keep them separate. Do you think that they'll be able to do so? A lot of people have tried to do this. It's kind of failed when push comes to shove. Do you think they'll be able to keep the two companies separate, or eventually will they have to merge?
I think eventually they're going to have to do some kind of like Super Bowl thing where they have the champions fight a champion. Because nowadays you're getting people going, well, you're the world champion. Well, what's the UFC guy? What's the Pride guy? So I think everybody's kind of starting to question. So eventually I think they're going to have to do that.
Are you interested at all in testing the waters at the UFC? They've got some great lightweights over there as well. Or are you happy in your spot right now in WEC?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm a competitor at heart, and, you know, fighting is what I love to do. So, yeah, I mean, as you mask more wins and you do better, you want to have better competition. You know, if you're a true warrior at heart, you want to fight the best. You know, I could sit around and fight whoever I want to fight, but, yeah, I want to fight the best in the world. So, whoever that should be or they say it is, you know, let's do this.
If you could, would you be able to let us know how many fights are on your current contract with Zuffa?
To be quite honest, I believe there's only two left.
Okay, so including the one coming up in February, and then there's another one.
Yes.
And have there been talks already? Because, you know, no one wants to have their champion without a contract. Have you talked already about an extension to that contract?
That's the kind of stuff that I leave up to my agent.
Okay.
My focus on one thing is getting in the cage, locking it, and destroying someone, going out with my buddies and enjoying the win. So I let my agent do the rest.
I know a lot of fighters hate this question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. You know, since you're the champion and, you know, the UFC is going to be crowning their new champion in January due to the whole Sean Sherrick situation, if you were to get past Jamie Varner, is there one guy out there that you'd love to kind of test yourself against?
You know, that's a question that does come up a lot in interviews. But, you know, to be honest, this is what I do for a living. I got, you know, I'll shake my hands with somebody one day and fight them the next. So to me, I don't really have an eye on anybody in particular. The person they say, hey, this is the guy you're fighting next, then that's it. You know, let's sign it and let's do it.
Prior to the UFC purchasing WEC, did you, and your contract in WFA, did you have any talks with them about fighting for them, you know, in the years past? Well, because you've been around for a while, anything of that nature, or had you, you know, kind of get to sit down with them?
Are you talking about fighting with the UFC?
Yeah, I mean, had you ever tried in the past, prior to fighting for WEC, you know, before the ownership change, did you ever try to get in with them?
Yeah, actually, they had hit my agent up a few times. Hey, is Rob prepared to fight for, you know, in a couple of weeks, you know, someone got injured, how about this guy? And at the time, you know, I got back into it, I told my manager, hey, you know, I proved everything I wanted to prove. I've been fighting for 11 years. Let's sit down. I want to buy a home. I want to, you know, I got to look past fighting now and start thinking about, you know, this is my business. Let's treat it as a business. And he said, you know, cool. Well, you know, if that's the way you want to approach this, that's, you know, let's make you some money. So I did, you know, I fought in the shows that were going to pay me, and I fought the opponents they gave me. And the UFC at the time was kind of like, you know, I mean, I knew it was the UFC, but I was kind of like, you know, I got to do what I got to do to make a living. And now, you know, the whole script has flipped. I'm now under contract with them. You know, they're treating me very well. So, you know, thank God everything kind of came together.
I got to ask, when you initially won that WEC lightweight title, it was at WEC 25 in Las Vegas against Kid Cope, and afterwards he had tested positive for steroids. When you find out about that your opponent, you know, was abusing steroids and, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, does that, as a competitor, a guy that takes this so seriously, did that tick you off?
No, to be quite honest, I kind of just shrugged it off and kind of laughed because, you know, not only did I beat the guy fairly, you know, quick in the first round, with the same, he had the same style that I did. So, you know, to me, it was not only did I prove, you know, I'm here in the cage to, you know, for a while, you know, it wasn't like I beat up a wrestler guy. I mean, I beat up a guy who was supposed to be as good as me on my feet and everything else, and I showed how well-rounded I was. I took him down, I pounded him out. And to hear that a week later that, hey, he tested positive for steroids, I kind of laughed because I was like, wow, he had to do that to try to fight me, and he still lost within the first round. It kind of was, you know, I kind of shrugged and went right on. Even guys on steroids can't beat me.
Did he ever come up to you afterwards to call you or anything to apologize for that?
No, actually, we had been buddies, you know, here and there, and I say buddies, you know, very loosely. The fact that I've been in Vegas a lot, training and going to fights, cornering people, and we see each other. We've gone out and had drinks together. And we did have each other's phone numbers. After that, we didn't really talk. And then he had a TV show going. He shot it at my gym a few weeks later. And he's like, you're a jerk. You broke my rib. Kind of laughed it off. And then after I fought Crunkleton, that night he texted me. I forgot what he texted me. Some kind of joke. He's like, you're a meanie or something. And I just kind of laughed. And I just laughed it off. I was like, oh, whatever. I mean, you know, you can't get as much as you want. You know, this is a serious game and there's a lot of emotions going. You're going to meet a lot of people, and eventually, you know, hey, you might end up fighting some guys that are your same weight class. But when I'm in there, I hate the guy. And when I'm training to fight the guy, I hate the guy. But other than that, you know, I mean, you got to walk around and be a nice guy.
All right, so for this bout with Varner coming up in February, are you going to be training with Team Punishment?
Yeah, I definitely have my team now. We're already in full swing. I got a bunch of wrestlers and a bunch of jiu-jitsu guys coming in here, so it's back to work for me. Having fun, and primarily most of my team is, you know, it's guys who are from Team Punishment and guys who are from Rampage's camp. We share, you know, the same wrestling coach.
And when you talk about Team Punishment, you have to always talk about Tito Ortiz. Have you heard of anything of when this guy is going to be getting back into the octagon? You know, filming the reality show and everything, but when are we going to see him fight next?
Yeah, he had told me he wasn't quite sure. He said December, then he heard March. So at this point, I don't think he's even quite sure.
All right. Last question before we let you go. I've always wondered this when I've heard Razor Rob McCullough being announced on the PA. Did you happen to take that nickname from Razor Ruddock, the famous Canadian boxer?
To be quite honest, I got pegged the name when I was about 17 years old. I was training at the gym. I came in every day, hit the bag, and all these older guys in the gym were kind of like watching me, and they're like, you know, what's this kid's deal? He's in here all the time, you know, and just all working hard all the time, and they kept giving me, you know, yeah, this kid's he's too much, he's funny. And one day I came in, and they stuck me with the nickname Razor. You know, he's cutting edge, he's trying to break through different things, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And then one of the guys gave me a pair of shorts with Razor on the front. Since then, it's stuck, and I've been smashing guys ever since, so.
All right.
So it rhymes.
I'll like to believe, since, you know, I am Canadian, I'd like to believe it's for Razor Ruddock, but a pretty good story nonetheless. Rob, thanks so much for joining us. Great talking with you, and, you know, success with the training, and then you got the big bout coming up in February against Jamie Varner. If you do defeat him, definitely come back to the park to tell us how it all went down.
Well, I plan on it, so I'll hopefully speak to you soon.